London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Will new US moves on money laundering hurt Caribbean offshore centres? Trinidad and Tobago's Attorney General says he will stay in office to fight corruption and further cutbacks planned in the region's aviation industry. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. President Bush says the United States is freezing the assets of Osama bin Laden, the man it believes is responsible for the attacks on New York and Washington nearly 2 weeks ago. The freeze also covers assets of 26 other individuals and organizations that Mr. Bush says are involved in terrorism. And the president warned foreign banks to cooperate in the measures or be penalized in the U.S. But what is the likely fallout for Caribbean offshore financial centers? David K. Johnston, a business reporter who specialises in tax policy matters for the New York Times, says it's unclear as to whether US policy on the offshore sector will now change. He told me that he's not convinced that Washington has concrete evidence that bin Laden's network used money in offshore banks to fund their operations.
We reported in the New York Times a few days ago, a colleague and I, that senior American officials who spent 6 years trying to hunt down and then mess with the Al-Qaeda network's finances were unable to do so.